If you think everything that comes out of the mouth of a person, say they're a preacher or whatever, is the truth, you in sad, you in bad shape. If you don't have enough God in you to recognize what is true and what is error, your life's going to be in a total confusion. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have an adversary who seeketh to deceive, because if he can't deceive, he can't cause you to grieve. If he can't deceive, he can't control you. Hello? But he's seeking to deceive, and this is why he put on all these things. This is why we, the children of God, and those of us that call to teach and preach and do those things to make sure we are speaking truth. And when we miss it, we quickly correct it, because we all can miss it. Amen? So, if error get in something, and I've been hunting quite a while. I got a record of hunting and proof that I can do pretty good at hunting. I got the proof. Amen. Pretty good. But every before I start a season, the hunting season, I have a scope on my rifle. I check it before I go to the wood. Why? Because that scope can get off. The bullet do the job, but if the scope is off, it ain't gonna do the job because it's not hitting the target. Come on. And we have a truth here, the Holy Spirit. We ought to check in with him. We don't need to just be blabbing off stuff just because it sounds good. The pastor, you preaching this morning. I know I am. Because error can cause, it can cost you your life. Did y'all hear what I said? I didn't mean to do it, but you grab that naked wire. I didn't mean to do it, but you dead now. Too late. Or you wind up a house or wind a building or putting, and I thought it was off. Too late. You should have made sure before you did. You should have checked. Error. And we have an adversary who is out to deceive you, to stop you from walking in what God had given you. And then when you get broke, busted, or troubled, you don't know what to do, then you want to blame somebody else, when really it's your fault. You should have been at church. You should have been in the Bible. You should have been at Bible class. You should have been reading your Bible while you watching Matlock. I ain't saying you can't watch it, but you may give him too much time. Whew. Boy, I'm getting a lot of shout amen this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Isaiah 8:20. Isaiah 8:20. Listen to this. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Even under the law, Jesus came and he has shined light. The early believers didn't have what we call the New Testament. They had the spoken word. And they had the Old Testament to refer to of the prophecy that would, this truth would come. But Paul, Peter, John, and others who, and Luke, and others who were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these truths down. Now you can read them. But watch this. And you have the Holy Spirit in you to teach you. So when somebody open this book up and start reading and twisting it, and trying to make it say and take them out of its setting to make it say what they wanted to say according to their doctrine, according to what they've been told, and they didn't get the information from the Holy Spirit, then you pick it up right away. They are preaching, but they're not preaching truth. I'm not going to swallow that. Hello? I'm not going to swallow that. So, why? The Spirit of God in you will let you know what's light and what's not. And because you are familiar and acquainted and in tune with Holy Spirit, he'll nudge you right there and say, don't accept that. You ain't got that crazy. You just don't eat it. Hallelujah. So Isaiah is saying to the law and to the testimony. You know, I don't care if people are speaking what they think ought to be done. The law, this is what Jesus said about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. Didn't he say it? And so when people don't speak according to the law of truth, and they're speaking according to the law of sin and death, your spirit won't, if you educated, if it's uneducated, what can you do with an uneducated person that don't know anything? You can take their money, you take their property, you can have them doing anything you want them to do because they don't know no better. But if you educate that person about issues and situations in life, then you can't do them that way. Come on. Y'all ain't talking too good. Hallelujah. So, he said, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. And when people won't speak according to this word, they won't speak up. They call the Holy Spirit the devil's tongues is of the devil. They're not speaking according to this word. And I know better than to accept what they say. I don't care what kind of title they have behind their name. That's not the issue. Jesus is Lord. And the only Lord. He's the only one that's in authority to teach you and me and correct us. And the person that's teaching and correcting must be in line with these scriptures. Hello? So, listen to this. Only those who are born of God and filled with the Holy Spirit can see into and know the things of God and walk in them. Listen to what Jesus said. John 14:16. Listen what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Now watch it.